International Correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
And joining me now is our UK and Europe correspondent, Vincent McAvinney. Good morning. Hi, Vincent.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, yeah, the Scottish National Party's power sharing deal with the Greens has ended. So what does this now mean for the SNP? They're a minority government, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. This has thrown Scottish politics into absolute chaos because they had this deal with the SNP, who've been in power in Scotland for over a decade, but they have slowly been losing their majority. They did a deal with the Greens, but because Hamza Youssef, who is the leader of the SNP, the current First Minister of Scotland, has gone back on the climate pledges that the party had made during the COP28 a few years ago, in particular the idea that they were going to cut their carbon emissions by some 75% by 2030. That has led the Greens to walk away from the deal, and now the Scottish Conservatives have brought a vote of no confidence in the First Minister, Hamza Youssef, and it looks as if all the opposition parties have now lined up to try to bring him down. But when you look at the maths, the deciding vote will actually be from a member of the Scottish Parliament called Ash Regan, who was in the SNP but lost out on the leadership to Hamza Youssef and has defected to another party, the ALBA party. So it is all going to be in their hands. They've not yet said which way they're going to vote. But if he does lose the vote of no confidence, he will likely have to resign. Ultimately, this will be a big gift to the Labour Party when it comes to the national elections coming up as well, because the SNP have effectively locked Labour out of power for the last 10 years in Westminster because of how strong they've been in Scotland. But it's all really starting to come apart for them now, which could help Keir Starmer when it comes to that general election.
All go in the Scottish Parliament, all go on the streets of London as well in the weekend. Or yesterday, we saw two military horses bolted from their stables. Crazy scenes.
Yeah, it was absolutely crazy. I've never seen anything like this. It was seven horses were actually spooked whilst they were preparing and doing drills for a sort of ceremonial event this week. Four of them threw off their riders who were injured. One is still in hospital, we understand. And they ran through the city. I mean, this is the most central part of London. You know, they were right beside Buckingham Palace. And they ran through some of the busiest streets in London, through the Strand. And two of them managed to get into Limehouse, which is about 5 miles away from where they started. It frightened a lot of people in the streets. One of them crashed into a cyclist who's still in hospital. One crashed into a taxi. Another one crashed into a double-decker bus. Two of these horses have had to undergo surgery overnight, and the footage is pretty dramatic. One of them, a particular white horse, was sort of covered in blood as it was running through the street. So there are questions about how this was possible, you know, about whether or not the exercises were being done correctly, and whether it is still right to sort of do these kind of things in central London.
Thank you so much, Vincent.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.